The Back to the Land movement in our lifetimes consisted of people getting fed up with the late 60s and early 70s society and heading for the country. But our first topic is not that. It just sounds like it. Black to the Land is a program for black students at Cal Poly Humboldt, which we're still getting used to not calling Humboldt State. Black to the Land gives the students exposure to agriculture to get to know food systems and farming, perhaps with a view to a career. Douglas O. Smith is the program creator. He's the coordinator of the Emoja Center for Pan-African Student Excellence at Cal Poly Humboldt. Douglas, welcome to The Exchange.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
It is a pleasure. Talk about the larger story here about the Emoja Center and its overall mission.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Emoja Center, which was formerly called the African American Center, it came online on campus in 2015. At that time, in 2015, there was two cultural centers on campus already. That was our indigenous serving population. And then we sort of bunched everyone together. In 2015, the campus decided it would be a nice amenity to have spaces that would not only provide community for students of the ethnicities in which they're represented, but also a space for our community here in Humboldt County and the local communities to come and learn and be a part of that cultural exchange process in the cultural centers. And so the Emoja Center, Emoja means is Swahili for unity. And so we're practicing unity, trying to bring people together, whether that be black people and other people from outside of the black diaspora to, again, to exchange culture and learn about what black culture is.
So and interesting, so, not just for student body, you're saying then?
No, absolutely not. We do events, we do programs that are, yes, they target students, and students are at the center, maybe are the organizers, but they're also for their local community as well.
So how big or small is the black student body at Cal Poly Humboldt?
It's fairly small. It's fairly small. We are about 3% of the student body. Mm-hmm. So anywhere, 2.5 to 3% is the average, yeah.
Wow. So can it be a bit lonely for a black student?
It can be. And that's sort of one of our main purposes of being on campus is just to have a space for people to feel recognized and feel seen. And it's just an opportunity for students to who are coming from places where they don't have to look for other people that look like themselves to have that some of those understandings and cultural connections. And here, the students have to be very intentional about that. Like, hey, I need to plug in with people. And so that it's just providing an opportunity for students to not feel isolated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A refuge of sorts, in a sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So talk about, there's actually kind of a prequel, I guess, to the creation of the Black to the Land program, and that is you, Douglas, spending some time on a farm yourself before it got started?
Yeah, so, my story really does align and intersect with this program. Quickly, I did come to Humboldt in 2013 as an undergrad student myself, and I was, I didn't live on campus, and I was trying to find ways to integrate into this new area. And I lived up the street from the Bayside Park Farm, which is located in the Bayside area. And I had an internship there. And I interned there for about a year and a half. And it changed my life. You know, not only was it an opportunity for me to grow food and learn all these new skills and like things that I didn't know that I was actually interested in, have exposure to that, but also it helped me develop people here in the local community that I could be friends with, you know, and that really kept me here in Humboldt County because it was a challenge, but that space, that location, and being able to engage with the outdoors really changed my whole experience here.
So you're from LA originally, is that right? Los Angeles?
Yes, I'm from LA. Yeah, I'm from the LA area. Yes.
So how big a change was Bayside Park Farm from anything you'd done before?
Up until coming to the Bayside Park Farm, my experience with being outdoor, being like in a gardening or doing anything like that was like pulling weeds on my parents' yard, you know, and that's not fun. You know, it's more of a chore. So I had very little exposure. I had some information. I think I come from a lineage of farmers. My great grandfather was a cotton farmer in East Texas. My grandmother, who still lives in Texas, if you go to her house now, her entire yard is a garden. There's chickens, there's food growing everywhere in her yard. And so I come from a lineage of these farming and growing activities, but I, you know, and my life has up until coming to the Bayside Park Farm had never had an opportunity or exposure to those opportunities.
Douglas Smith is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the coordinator of the Emoja Center for Pan-African Student Excellence at Cal Poly Humboldt and the creator of the Black to the Land Farm Project that we're talking about here. You can join our conversation on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 with your questions and comments. You can also send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So it sounds like it was a few years elapsed between the farm internship ending and Black to the Land starting, but was it something you'd kind of kept in mind for the whole time?
It was. So I, upon graduating, I went back to LA and I immediately enrolled into the University of California Cooperative Extension's Master Garden program.
Huh.
And so I got my Master Gardening certificate after graduating, you know, going back to LA and graduating, got that certificate. And so I kept, it changed my life. It changed my life. And it's something that I was engaging in while I was in LA and working in LA. And then when the job opportunity opened up here at now Cal Poly Humboldt, this program, Black to the Land, was something that I talked about in my interviews. You know, a lot of students black students will come to Humboldt County. Oftentimes they come without cars, and without knowledge of getting around the local area. Just what are the sights to see, right? How can you go to the beach and be safe? How can what forest can you go to? How do you know you're not going to private property? All those little things that I think some folks might take it for granted. It's about facilitating that for students so that they can have a sense of belonging and feel empowered to, you know, maybe we go as a group. They can, now they know where the area is that they would like to access, whether it's the forest or a beach or a lagoon or wherever it may be, and that they can feel, you know, again, empowered to go there with their friends or they can use those spaces to decompress and to help them. It's a tool to help them navigate the stresses of higher education.
So I was going to say a bunch of different goals then, not just to learn the skills of farming, but a bunch of other things too, just about getting outdoors and getting fresh air.
Absolutely. And so Black to the Land is like an umbrella for this for outdoor programming. And now that we're Cal Poly Humboldt, the learn by doing is more of a, you know, it's added, you know, hey, we're already doing these things. And it's important to be thinking about integrating students into the community, learning while doing, and building bridges between campus and community.
And is the work done at the Bayside Park Farm?
Yes, work's been done at the Bayside Park Farm. The program is still in its infancy, you know, coming out of the pandemic and all of the social distancing and hurdles we had to jump through the last couple of years. We are still in our infancy, but it's very exciting. Over the last two semesters, being able to get students out there and start really getting the ball rolling.
So talk about some of the impressions that students get. I mean, are they coming to this? Some of them completely out of the blue, never actually been to a garden or a farm before.
That's many of the students' experience since I've been engaging and getting them out there. Little to no experience. Right. It's their first time turning a compost pile, you know, or thinking about compost. It's their first time, you know, laying out mulch, and you know, just these activities, that they have not had, access to, in their communities or an opportunity to engage. And so it's all new. And it's really great to see how people take to it. You know, these are folks with different, you know, educational backgrounds and interest, but the people that come out there are generally pretty impressed and excited about the opportunity.
Give us a sense of the scale there at Bayside Park Farm. I'm not familiar with it myself. I mean, I don't know if it gets to the point of, like, you know, the students driving tractors, things like that.
Right. Sure. So the Bayside Park Farm, the way it's organized, it's run by the city of Arcata. It's about 4 acres, and it has, you know, several different spaces for growing and compost, and there's a couple of greenhouses, and so what we're doing right now is we're starting at the ground level. Like we there's some space on the farm for community members to have, like, plots, right? And so we've rented a couple of plots, And we're just getting students out there doing like the very basics. So like I mentioned, you know, we're working with compost. We were getting beds ready this last few weeks. You know, we're getting our beds ready. It's the growing season. You know, things are being planted. So we're getting the areas prepped and ready for that. And so it's the tractor. So the other part is our chickens. We're getting chickens. And so we've been doing these different activities out there, trying to build a sense of community first, you know, helping students feel, hey, like, you know, this is what they want, a place they want to be, and activities they want to be engaging with. And so it's really led by them. I'm trying to have it led by them. Like, what do you want to do? What do you want to know? What do you want? How do you want to experience this? And so, it's a multifaceted and community effort.
And these are not, I mean, these are students who are majoring in subjects that are not necessarily related to agriculture, right?
No, correct. Yeah. I've got child development students out there. I've got political science students. I've got wildlife students. So it's really from across the disciplines. It's not really folks who are necessarily focused on agriculture.
Have you had a chance to watch their faces light up as they're doing some stuff for the first time that they just never thought they'd do?
I love it. And I think that's my favorite. That's how I know. You know, like I said, it's been 2 years of trying to get this thing off the ground. Uh-huh. And now that we're out there and I get to bring students out on a regular basis, it is just, it is amazing to see their reactions. They love the space. It's a beautiful area. It's a hidden gem in the community, in my opinion. And you can see their excitement, right? They're very eager to be there. They're very eager to, they want to do it all from the first day, you know? So that's why I think I know I'm validated in that moment because I'm like, hey, this is something that students want to be a part of. You know, if someone just will show them the way, I think.
We were talking to Douglas O. Smith again, the coordinator of the Umoja Center for Pan-African Student Excellence at Cal Poly Humboldt and the creator of the Black to the Land Farm Project, which is the primary focus of our conversation here about students getting out and working the land in ways in which most of them never have at Cal Poly Humboldt. Almost called it Humboldt State there for a second. Gotta watch out for that. You can join Douglas as we talk about this at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So is it true you were able to get Leah Penniman from Soulfire Farm to speak back in February?
We did. We had Leah Penniman. So she's the Pennimans, Leah and then her sister Namia. Leah came last February. We had her. We hosted her last February, and then this what is it? It must have been it was last month. So in April, we had what was called a food summit on campus. And so we had her sister come and also did a lecture and hosted a conversation. So, yeah, we are, you know, I'm personally inspired by those folks, right, and the work that they're doing out in New York on Soulflower Farm. We actually used the textbook that they've created, Farming While Black, as sort of a part of a way to think about culture and what is the Black experience like and related to land. It's just, again, we talk about the opportunity for cultural exchange and so that book is sort of our way of, what we use to facilitate conversations and dialogue.
We had a conversation within the last year about the Black farming experience generally, and Soulfire Farm was part of the conversation about that. And it is really inspiring what they do at Soulfire Farm.
It is. And I think that, you know, our country has a rich history of Black farming, and not in the traumatic sense of slavery, which was mm-hmm. a totally different conversation. But I mean, there are generations of Black folks who were providing for this country as farmers, providing for this country and the communities as farmers. And that has, due to policy and targeting anti-Black policy for farmers, that you know, Black farmers made up 12-15% of the population of the farming population in this country, and now it's down to close to 1%.
It's crazy low. It's like 50,000 Black farmers left, right?
Correct. Correct. Ooh. It's extremely low. And as I mentioned, I personally feel tied to this as coming from a family of Black farmers, right? And so it is important. I think even in this time, there's going through Congress, there's the Farm Bill going through Congress that is addressing the the inequities in the history of moving Black people off of land who were farming. And so it's just a way to, like, I think, make, like, close the circle. It's the perfect time to have the conversation and to, again, invite other people to learn about, hey, what is, we farm one way, but there's other ways of approaching and thinking about land and the uses of land and how actually some of the technical skills and cultivation some of the things that we use now, how historically it came from folks like George Washington Carver, or it came, there were African, some folks like my ancestors brought some of these skills with them to the United States. And so it's just a good conversation to have. I think that, it allows folks, Black folks and non-Black folks, to engage in a larger dialogue about our food, the way that we think about our relationships to the earth and land. And so it's just a real positive and enriching experience.
So I imagine the Black to the Land folks are really busy recently, because this is just as you're starting to get into growing season here, last frost, all that stuff. You must have had quite a flurry of activity.
We did. It's a crazy time of year because, the end of the semester was just yesterday, or last week, I'm sorry. So the semester ended last Friday.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So we had our graduation ceremonies. And so, like I said, the program is really in its infancy. And so we are, when I say we, myself, and I have some co-conspirators on campus who are supporting this work. We are really right now just trying to be hands-on and supportive of the students who are engaged out there, so that way we can continue, because students matriculate out, right? They graduate, and we see this program as being very valuable to the campus and to the community, and wanting just to make sure that it is sustainable. So there are quite a there's myself and a couple other professional staff who throughout the summer will kind of keep things buzzing and ready for students when they return.
And then we have a couple. Yeah, that's all interesting. So some of the students who started it, I presume, graduated and are just gone. They didn't get to see the fruits of their labors, actually.
Luckily, most of the students that were involved were underclassmen, so they're going to be able to see. They're going to be able to be around and see how things develop, which is great. Uh-huh. There is a couple of students who will be around hanging out in Humboldt for the summer, and they'll have opportunities to engage, which is great because, again, the sustainability of the program really, really relies on the students. And so the more that students are engaged and bought into the program, it helps to advance the community of folks who are engaging out there a little bit quicker.
All right. The program is called the Black to the Land Farm Project. It's a project of the Umoja Center for Pan-African Student Excellence at Cal Poly Humboldt, where Douglas O. Smith is the coordinator. And thanks for coming back to Humboldt County.
No, absolutely. Humboldt is a special place, I've got two young children, and it's a great place to raise kids. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, Douglas.